All U.S. Offshore Wind Construction Halted, written by John Crop Lee, and read by an automated voice. The Trump administration has ordered work halted on all five offshore wind facilities under construction in U.S. waters. The December 22 announcement by the U.S. Department of Interior said the Department of Defense had identified wind farms as national security risks, claiming that the towers and the spinning blades create a clutter in radar signals that generates false targets and obscures legitimate targets. Interior said it is pausing the offshore wind leases to give all relevant government agencies time to work with the leaseholders and state governments to mitigate those risks. The move is a sharp escalation of the campaign against offshore wind power President Donald Trump kicked off on the first day of his second term. This has included suspension of leasing, attempts to pull back approvals issued during the Biden administration, the end of tax credits and separate stop work orders against two offshore wind farms under construction. Some of the individual actions have fallen flat. A federal judge in September lifted the stop work order imposed on Revolution Wind, and a different federal judge in December ruled Trump's Day 1 order halting onshore and offshore wind leasing and permitting was unlawful. But taken together, Trump's efforts have created a level of risk and uncertainty that has led multiple developers to shelve or cancel their plans in U.S. waters. To submit a commentary on this topic, email forum at ruinsider.com. Just two U.S. offshore wind farms are in operation, one small and one tiny. Four large facilities and one very large facility are in various stages of construction. The rest of what had been a very ambitious pipeline formed during the Biden administration and first Trump administration is in tatters, some of that due not to Trump but to cost and logistics problems that beset the nascent U.S. industry in 2022. The five projects affected by the December 22 order are Coastal Virginia Offshore Wind, or COW, Empire Wind 1, Revolution Wind, Sunrise Wind, and Vineyard Wind 1. The order did not address the two facilities already in operation, the 30-megawatt Block Island Wind Farm in state waters near Rhode Island, and the 132-megawatt South Fork, which is farther south off the Rhode Island coast and directly adjacent to or near Revolution, Sunrise and Vineyard in a cluster of nine wind energy lease areas. Interior's announcement December 22 cited the findings of unclassified government reports that turbine towers are highly reflective of radar. This and dozens of spinning blades create radar interference, Interior said. Radar operators can change the alarm threshold to reduce false alarms from this clutter, but doing so may cause actual threats to be overlooked. Interior said recent DoD reports provide further basis for the pausing leases. The 2.6 gigawatts, 176 turbine COW is near the concentration of major military facilities in southeastern Virginia. Its potential to interfere with radar, air and naval operations was flagged early in the federal review process. The January 28, 2024 federal approval of COW's construction and operations plan includes a series of conditions, one of which is a radar impact mitigation agreement to be negotiated with the North American Air Defense Command. Empire, Revolution, Sunrise, and Vineyard are near lesser concentrations of military assets, but their environmental impact statements each contain numerous references to radar. Their construction and operations plans, all approved during the Biden administration, also contain directives to address national security concerns. What has changed since then, aside from the energy priorities of the White House, is not immediately clear. The recent DoD reports are classified. But in the announcement, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum said the threat environment has evolved since the approvals were granted. Today's action addresses emerging national security risks, including the rapid evolution of the relevant adversary technologies, and the vulnerabilities created by large-scale offshore wind projects with proximity near our East Coast population centers. The Trump administration will always prioritize the security of the American people. Reaction fell along expected lines. Dominion Energy said, stopping COW for any length of time will threaten grid reliability for some of the nation's most important warfighting, AI and civilian assets. It will also lead to energy inflation and threaten thousands of jobs. The project has been more than 10 years in the works and involved close coordination with the military, and its two pilot turbines have been operating for 5 years without causing any impacts to national security. U.S. Representative Jeff Van Drew said, for years, I've warned that offshore wind can interfere with military radar and threaten our coastal defenses. This pause is the right move. National security always comes first. The Oceanic Network said, the Trump administration's construction pause issued today on five U.S. offshore wind projects set to deliver nearly 6 gigawatts of much-needed power is another veiled attempt to hide the fact that the president doesn't like offshore wind. The U.S. offshore wind industry has continuously worked with the Department of Defense to address national security concerns, and its own clearinghouse has signed off on every offshore wind lease ahead of construction. the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow said, "Today was a historic victory for the little guy taking on the twin Goliaths of big government and big green energy." The Trump administration's decision to deliver a lump of coal to five major offshore wind projects by placing a hold on their permits delivers a wonderful Christmas gift to those of us who've been fighting in the trenches for years to halt them. Vet Voice Foundation said this isn't about national security, it's a political gift to fossil fuel donors that will raise electricity bills for U.S. households and increase our risk of blackouts this winter. U.S. Representative Andy Harris said, "Good. National security cannot be sacrificed in pursuit of expensive, untested energy experiments that put both the Eastern Shore and the nation at risk." Advanced Energy United said, "PJM just failed to secure enough generation in its latest capacity auction this month, and if these wind projects are delayed, it will make keeping the lights on during an energy crunch even more difficult in the Mid-Atlantic." U.S. Representative Chris Smith said, "Empire Wind's close proximity to major international airports, including Newark Liberty, LaGuardia, and JFK, and critical military installations, such as Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst and Naval Weapons Station Earl, make the project especially dangerous. It must be halted." The American Clean Power Association said, "All the projects suspended today underwent rigorous national security reviews during the first Trump and Biden administrations. Today's decision creates needless uncertainty for any company that seeks to build an energy project in the United States. In America today, the greatest threat to a reliable energy system is an unreliable political system." On the Facebook page of Protect Our Coast NJ, users posted "Best Christmas gift ever, hallelujah, thank you Lord Jesus and President Trump, stop onshore wind too, and a pause is nice, a permanent ban is better. Get it done."